You're listening to Coverable. You are referring to me. Oh, baby, I can't believe you broke my heart. Should I believe the things you told me?
Ah, what a tearjerker. Born Shauna McKenzie, the only girl in a family of boys, this musical goddess grew up in the Eastern St. Andrew community of Augusttown. Her vocal talent was discovered when she was 6 years old and was overheard singing along to a 1991 hit by a group called Air Supply. She initially studied to be a nurse, but I, for one, am so happy that she took up a career in singing. She's been a member of a female vocal group called A Gift, but due to the music industry sex sell style of dressing, she decided to leave the group and go it alone. Her name is on everyone's lips at the moment. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Etana to Colourful Radio. Etana, hello and good evening to you.
Greetings. Oh, hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing. It really is a blessing. I mean, it would seem like you've only just come on the scene, but as I was doing my research and that, you know, you've been around for a little while, for your little young age, I should say. It's true, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing reggae for 5 years now, and like R&B rock music 2 years before that, or 3 years before that.
So you was actually doing rock music before. Well, of course, you was listening to Air Supply.
Yeah.
So that was your first choice of music, was it?
It just so happened that I ended up in R&B. It wasn't a part of my dream at all, like, since a little girl, to be an artist. So it just kind of happened.
Well, I mean, you know, congratulations. No, it's beautiful. And as I said, I'm so glad. I mean, we know we need good nurses and all of that. But you know what? I'm so happy that you chose a career in singing, because your voice is like a bell. You know, you've got one of those distinctive voices, which we love.
Thank you.
And the first thing I've got to say to you, though, is congratulate you on proving that you can be a fully clothed, successful female vocal artist.
Mad. Thank you.
So what was that like for you? I mean, joining this girl, because, I mean, I read somewhere where you decided that you was going to leave a company like Universal Records. That's kind of like everyone's dream, isn't it? To be signed to a major company. And you being so young I mean, you even depict that in one of your videos where they're trying to get you to dress a certain way and wear a certain style of clothes. I mean,
yeah.
Where did you get that strength from, you know, to leave?
Well, we were with BMG International, which was like, I guess, a baby company of Universal. And it was scary at first when I went to Jamaica and decided I wouldn't come back to Florida. And we were just about ready to leave, to go away for, like, I don't know, 2 months or so. And I think it was right in the middle of the last video that we did, when we had to do a routine, that, you know, we moved from side to side, and the cameraman was like, I could tell the camera could see everything because he was like right between my legs. And
oh.
I was just so pissed off that, you know, somebody who I didn't even know, who I didn't invite, who, you know, it just felt weird. I felt violated. So I figured, yes, I'm, you know, I'm beautiful, I'm wicked in this video, and my hair is fly and all this clothes and things is nice, but inside I wasn't happy. And I think in life, more than anything in this world, you need to be happy, because you only get to be here once, the way you are once, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how old was you at that time?
Let me see. Wow, about 21.
That's beautiful. And what did the rest of the girls in the group say? I mean, no, seriously, you know, because you're messing with people's careers here now. What, you know, what did they say?
They were crying, they were cussing, they were saying, you know, you can't leave. And I felt really bad, because I was close to the girl from Ghana. We were very, very close. We had two apartments, and we shared an apartment together, and the other two girls shared the other apartment. And, you know, so we basically lived together. We were very close, and her mom called me from Ghana, and it was crazy. But I knew I had somewhere else to go and to be. I didn't know what it was. I never even knew that I would be asked to be a backup singer for Richie Spice. I never knew. I didn't know where I was going, but I knew I was going somewhere and that I had to just move on. And it was painful and scary and everything.
Do you think, though, that having left that kind of plastic life, if you like, do you think that's made you? Because I read somewhere that, let me see if I can get it right now, that you are the royal representation of women living a life of Rastafarian principles.
Wow.
And when I was looking at your videos, you are just that. You're absolutely natural. You're gorgeous. You just make women just want to throw away the wig, go completely natural. It's, you know, I mean, do you think that plastic lifestyle kind of enhanced this, made you go completely the other way, if you like?
I mean, of course, from a personal standpoint, doing my weaves back then was like, I don't know, maybe just $500, $500 for the hair alone, and then I had to pay somebody to put it in. It would cost me $1,000 every time I go to do my hair.
Yeah.
And every time I look in my closet, there would be like this pile of weave just stuck up. And I looked in the mirror one day and I said to myself, what am I doing with all this extra hair that I can't wear again and I have my own hair on my head?
Yeah.
So I just cut it off. I walked around bald and grew my hair back, and that was it for me with a weave thing done, you know, kind of thing. And yeah, to me, I think that it has a lot to do with who I am today and how I am today. You know, just I've discovered and I've learned that I'm a woman. We're powerful in many different ways, and we just have to know how to use that power to, you know, to achieve everything we want to achieve.
That's beautiful. Itana, the strong one that you know, you've been called. Tell me about that. That's an album, the title of an album, right?
Yeah, that's the title of the first album. I named it so because I wanted it to be, and it was, an introduction of who Itana was and what Itana was, what Itana is about, you know? Mm. So, but the name itself, I was looking up a bunch, you know, just looking up through names, because my given name is Shauna, and it means pretty.
Yeah.
And I think that women are beautiful all the way over the world, but we all are not aware, or we don't remember the strength of a woman. So I wanted something that would mean strength or power, you know, or something to remind us of who we are. And I saw the name Itana, and at that time it said it meant the strong one, and I figured it was just perfect because it rhymed with Shauna, and it meant strong. So, you know, hence the name Itana.
Oh, all right, so that album then, that was your first album. Tell me about that album. Did you write most of it, or how did it all come about?
I started recording some of the songs from like 2006, because I was on the road the whole time with Richie Spice. 2005, the first single, Wrong Address, was released January of 2006. Then come Roots in 2007. So for 2 years, all I had was like two songs, and then I would record in between. And come January of, June of 2008, the album was released. And I wrote most of the songs. Also, I wrote with people like Robert Livingston, who was Shaggy's manager. Tara Riley did wrote Don't Forget on the album. A couple of other people, like I had two more writers on the album, and that was it. But the rest of the songs were written by me, and three produced by me.
Do you know what I love about your songwriting? You never know what you're really going to get next, because you do... Serious, you're just such a serious chick, if I can call you that. You know, I feel like I know you.
Mad,
crazy. I can't wait to meet you. I mean, things like Heartbroken. You know, I get the feeling that, you know, these are personal experiences. I mean, I played People Talk earlier on. I kicked off the show with it, and I said it's fast becoming an anthem for women across the universe. You know, what's the feedback that you're getting with that particular track?
It varies from place to place. Some people get so deep in it, they sing it all the way. If I don't sing it, people will start asking me how come I didn't sing it. People cry. People text me and say, oh, you sound like you're talking about my life. Stuff like that, you know. And it's always good to 'cause that was the main point of even coming into music when I realized that it was for me. Is that, you know, I wanted to strengthen the minds of people and educate and uplift and do everything that is positive since I realized that I would have this gift of media,
I get the feeling that I could give you the phone book and you could sing it.
Yeah,
I
probably could.
I bet you could.
My name's Curtis Walker. I've been stalking DJ Lane for years, and now I know exactly where and when to find her. She'll be on Colourful Radio 6 till 9 on a Monday evening and Saturday morning 10 till 1 p.m. with the Movers and Shakers.